John Kurtz and Mitch Fortner back with you here at, on Wildcat Insider, 537-1350, the game KMAN. If you have questions or comments, Wyatt Thompson was with us in hour one. He had to take off for Ames, Iowa, so if you missed any of that conversation, talk plenty of K-State hoops with him. It'll be podcasted, newsradiokman.com, and the on-demand tab as soon as the show is done. The K-State women suffered a tough loss on Saturday in Ames, Iowa. The Cyclones had been struggling, but that is always a tricky place to go play, and unfortunately, K-State fell in that one. They still remain in the top 25, in fact, at number 25 today, despite the 75-69 loss. They also had a 74-63 win earlier in the week over TCU, and one note from that game, congratulations to Bree Lewis, who became the career blocks leader at K-State in that game. In which they beat the Horned Frogs. Cats still in pretty good shape, but they do have obviously a very difficult task, Mitch, coming up this week with the Baylor Bears rolling into town on Wednesday.
Yeah, K-State has played Baylor earlier this year. That was in Waco. I mean, that was at least a 30-point loss for the Cats. Yeah, that was a tough loss in Ames. I just want to say a few things. Also, Kindred Wiesman became top five in program history for three-point field goals made passing Kimberly Dietz. And when you become a top five scorer in that region, three-point field goals made, you're in some pretty good company because K-State, especially during the Deb Patterson era, been a lot of good three-point shooters in that era. But with Baylor coming into Bramlage on Wednesday, athleticism, Baylor's up there with UConn, maybe one of the best in the country, maybe even the best in the country. Talked to Coach Mitty about that earlier today, but I mean Baylor's kind of a different animal. When UConn, they'll spread the floor and, you know, beat you with their deep shooting. They don't really have a center. Well, Baylor's kind of all over the floor with their scoring. So K-State will certainly have to play some tough ball on Wednesday. Need a full crowd of Bramlage to help out with that as well.
Well, you got a chance to catch up with Kaylee Page. I know they did a media session earlier today.
Got to catch up with the Wamego native, and I won't be the only one you hear on this. You'll hear Wyatt in there. There's another member of the media there as well. A lot of different storylines with Kaylee this year. Her sister, Lainey, getting to finally play, coming back from an injury last year. And also, she's no longer really in that starting role. She's coming off the bench, but she's certainly been a key player. So I started out that interview with asking her, how has she handled from being an everyday starter to being a big key off the bench for Coach Mitty?
It's honestly just been a learning experience, you know, coming off the bench. It's been something I wasn't used to. But I really do enjoy coming off the bench and just being whatever our team needs and being able to watch the game at first and analyze it a little and then come out and be, you know, whatever, take whatever role coach needs me to take, whether it's I need to spread out the defense, I need to be, you know, have more energy on defense, get a couple of offensive rebounds. And so it's really nice to be able to watch a little bit and then go out and be what coach needs me to be.
What have you learned from all this?
I've learned that even though it wasn't what I was expecting, that it could be what was best for the team, and it's actually turned out to be what was best for me, too.
Your leading scorer, or tied for the lead scorer against Iowa State. Now, the game didn't go your guys' way, but, I mean, is that the story of the Big 12 where a player like you has to come in and change things, and do you feel like you have been that player so far this year?
I think I've definitely helped, and I think it kind of depends on the game, depends on the matchups, who is that player. You know, it could be me or Kayla or even E.T. or Jess. You know, people come off the bench like that. But, yes, it definitely is a story of the Big 12 where you can't just walk in and expect to win, no matter if you're at the top or the bottom of the Big 12. It's going to be a battle every single night.
I want to ask you about the freshmen and how they're coming. Obviously some have done better than others, and it's hard to come in that first year. Do you get a sense that they're comfortable with the play now and are doing well?
Yes, I think they've definitely become more accustomed to it, because at first the game is so much faster than the high school game, and I think the game's kind of slowed down for them a little bit, if that makes sense, and they're starting to understand, all right, these are the kind of plays I can make, you know, like understanding the defense and the kind of, you know, where you can be aggressive and where you can kind of rest, and I think they're definitely learning and becoming more accustomed to that.
I'm going to guess, as an example, what he was talking about were Eternity's probably coming off the bench for the first time in her life. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to her about that? Is it just something that she's gotten used to too, would you say?
I think we've both gotten used to it together, kind of thing, and just being able, I know, especially in practice, we both sit, like when they're going over scout, we'll both sit there and we'll both talk about the scout and like the kind of things that we need to do as, like, say, wing players on defense and on offense as well. And so I think we really have just bounced things off each other and been able to help each other out in that sense.
What's the hardest part of going through a stretch here where you're doing well, then all of a sudden you lose a tough road game, and then it's Baylor. That's hard. How do you handle that?
You just got to come in. Like I said, any night could be, you know, our night in the Big 12, and, you know, Baylor could have an off night. We could have a great night, and then that completely changes everything. And so it's just one of those things. We got to bounce back. We got to focus on us and what we need to improve on from what we learned at Iowa State, and then just do what we can to prepare for Baylor.
Played Baylor once already. Do you prepare differently when you're facing kind of a Goliath like that? Or?
I don't think our preparation changes at all, just because, again, like I said, everyone in the Big 12, it's a battle every single night, and so we just do our normal thing. And I think if we were to change it, depending on their ranking, I think it would really throw us off and throw off our focus and discipline and all that sort of stuff. And so our preparation is pretty consistent throughout the season.
So what do you take away from your first meeting with Baylor on the road this season? What do you want to learn from that and kind of apply it to Wednesday?
We definitely need to rebound the ball. Definitely need to rebound the ball, because they are so good offensively that every extra chance they get, it just puts us more in a hole kind of thing. And so we definitely need to rebound the ball, execute better on offense, and just play our game, because I feel like we did get caught up in their game a lot. And so we just need to focus on us and play our game.
Laney is finally back from injury. Got to play here and there a little bit. Made her debut in the non-con, and she's dabbled here with the conference schedule a little bit. She even got to play in the first half a couple days ago. Just your thoughts of your sister finally getting to play?
It's been really nice. She's been improving so much in practice as well, and so the coaches trust her now, and so especially because she missed so much practice at the beginning of the season with her injury. And so she's been doing really well in practice and just earning her minutes little by little, and so I've been really proud of her.
Would you say the best part of her game is her shooting, or what exactly do you think it is?
I honestly don't think it's like something that she's really shown, but she's really aggressive in getting to the basket and really crafty, like finishing inside, and so I think that's probably one of the best parts of her game that she hasn't even shown yet.
You guys haven't got to play too much together. I think you got to play a little bit together against KU. What if you guys did get more of that opportunity to play with each other? I mean, what would that bring to the table?
I honestly don't know. It's been a while since we played together, and so I think it would be really fun though, and I think it would add to the chemistry on the court, just because we have been, you know, we've been used to playing together for so long. So I think it would definitely be a really cool experience to get to do though.
What would you say exactly that she has maybe taught you? What has she made you better at?
I think she's made me work harder, honestly, because I'm not necessarily the most athletic one in our family, to say. And so it definitely made me, she's definitely pushed me and made me work harder than I probably would have originally. And so she's definitely taught me working hard constantly can, like, the sky's the limit at that point.
Have you two always been best friends, or you've been enemies at times? What's your relationship been like?
I would say we'd always been best friends. I mean, my brother and I, on the other hand, we've, you know, gone through that whole phase of, you know, not really liking each other. But Lane and I have been really close all through our lives.
What's the goal for Kaylee Page moving on? What do you want to see yourself get better with the rest of the season? And what is your what do you think sky's the limit right now? Or what's the story with K-State going down the road?
For me, I definitely want to improve just being more aggressive, going to the basket, driving, dishing, getting fouled, that sort of thing. Being more aggressive, getting more rebounds, both offensively and defensively. And for us as a team, I know we're more so focused on just our next three games at a time, not really trying to look too far ahead, because you can't really look over anyone in the Big 12. And so we're just focused on Baylor right now. And then after Wednesday, we'll be focused on Oklahoma State. And then just we'll go from there.
Thanks, Kaylee.
Yep, thank you.
You know what, John, as a nerdy K-State fan, I think there's one thing I want to see the most out of this K-State women's basketball team. Not only win, I want to see Laney and Kaylee play a little bit more together. Because what I have seen, the few moments I have seen them play together, they played on the road a little bit together, you could tell they have played together because there's some chemistry. And plus, I've seen Laney, you know, play practice here a little bit, get to shoot around. That girl can shoot the basketball. She is accurate, and she's not afraid to do it. Early on against Iowa State, when she got in the second quarter, the first two times she touched the ball, she shot it. She missed them. But I think that's pretty good confidence when you have somebody who just hasn't played hardly at all at the collegiate level. I mean, she obviously wants to play. She's trying to make a name for herself. She's trying to earn those minutes while she's on the floor. She'll get them down the road. It's just maybe not happening at this moment.
Well, K-State will have their next opportunity on Wednesday with Baylor again coming to town, 7 o'clock for the tip-off of that one. You can hear it here on News Radio K-Man. And then on Saturday, they will host Oklahoma State. So a couple of home games for the Cats. They've already taken care of Oklahoma State once this year. That game on the road, one of the more impressive wins that K-State has strung together on their resume to this point in time in the season. One final segment coming up here on Wildcat Insider. We'll look at the upcoming schedule in the Big 12 on the men's side. If you have any last-minute phone calls, questions, or comments, 537-1350. You can also tweet us at the game KMAN. This is Wildcat Insider.